There's nothing worse than coming up with a great episode idea, and then on recording day, completely drawing a blank. Ideas never arrive at the most convenient times. They usually hit while you're driving your kids to practice, or in the middle of a client meeting, or scrambling to finish dinner. And when you don't capture them right away, they disappear, along with the chance to create an episode your audience actually wants. Content ideation and recording rarely happen at the same time, which means you need a simple system to support both, capturing ideas when they show up and using them when you're ready to create. And that's exactly what we're diving into in today's Quick Hit episode. As I mentioned in my introduction, ideas come at random times. Could be while you're reading, you're driving, you're talking with clients, scrolling online. They definitely never come to me whenever I'm ready to start outlining and recording an episode. And if you're like me and most other podcasters, your ideas are scattered across your notes app, notebooks, spreadsheets, your inbox, your sticky notes, which sounds great in theory. You're at least capturing the idea. But whenever it comes time to actually record on recording day itself, you're wasting time flipping through all the different possibilities of where you might be storing episode ideas, leading to more stress, more decision fatigue, and ultimately wasting time that you set aside to actually record your episodes. If you're not capturing your episode ideas at all, more than likely you're creating generic episodes, because come time to actually record, the first thing you're gonna do is probably turn to ChatGPT or general ideas, and you're not gonna be creating content that really resonates with your ideal listener. So my suggestion is building a content idea bank into your system. And it's worth doing this because it's gonna help you in a lot of different capacities. It's gotta shorten your prep time, because anytime a idea comes to mind, you're going to quickly capture it. It's gotta reduce decision fatigue. Come recording day, you have a list of ideas already ready and prepped for you to go ahead and record. That's going to lead to more consistency in your actual recording and publishing. And it's gotta lead to a more specific, hyper quality episode tailored to your ideal listener, because these ideas are coming up in real life and people are looking for real life situations, scenarios, and suggestions. So as I mentioned, I want to introduce to you a content idea bank. This is a system, a resource that every experienced podcaster has, but they're not all created equal. So I wanna mention a couple of characteristics that I think make up a great content idea bank. And first things first there, if you caught that is singular, content idea bank. A great content idea bank is a single source of truth. This is going to eliminate the potential of having episode ideas in a notebook, in a notes app, on a spreadsheet, in your inbox. All of those potential places for storing ideas are going to be consolidated into one single source of truth. I will suggest that I think a content idea bank and a content calendar are probably two separate systems and resources that you should create. Content idea banks are great for inputting and storing raw ideas. If you have an idea, a potential idea for a podcast episode, go ahead and add it into your content idea bank. But your content calendar are those ideas in motion. So once you went ahead and you pulled one of the ideas out of your content idea bank and you started planning the episode, recording the episode, editing the episode, and getting it ready to publish, that is when it would be on your content calendar. You don't want to clutter up your content calendar with a bunch of random ideas, but you do want to be able to capture those random ideas or those raw ideas into one place. So whenever you are planning your content, you can quickly look through that single source of truth. A couple other suggestions is to make your content idea bank mobile friendly. Pick a software or a program that you can access via your phone, maybe something that you can access offline in case you're in a place where you don't have great cell phone reception or reception at all. Ideas will come randomly to you. More than likely, you'll be at your kid's soccer game or you're gonna be out on a walk and you won't be close to your desk to be able to quickly capture that idea. You need to be able to do that via your phone. And not only via your phone, but you need to make this a frictionless process, which I believe is another characteristic of a great content idea bank. It should take you 15 seconds max to capture an idea. If you have to open up an app, go three folders deep, then click on a spreadsheet, and then tab over four times, and then edit a cell, and that's where you're putting your ideas. If it's gonna take you 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes to get to the place to actually capture those ideas, when you're busy, that system has gotta start falling apart. And then you're going to dump the idea into a notes, or you're going to write it down, and all of a sudden you're going to be back where you started. So what does the system actually look like? What should you be capturing in your content idea bank? I have four suggestions for potential fields for you. The first field is an idea summary. This can be a working title if you already have an idea of what you want to title the episode, or just a quick summary of the subject matter of the episode. So for an episode like this, in my content idea bank, wow, I realize I'm about to get super meta with this example, but what I captured in my content idea bank for this particular episode was content idea bank, never lose ideas. I already know the premise and what the solution is going to be for the episode with that quick summary. I also use a link field. So if there is an article or a podcast episode that inspired the idea, I'll go ahead and save the URL right there so I can re-reference it later on. I'll have an open notes field. A lot of times I'll leave the notes blank, but if I already have a guest in mind for this episode or a freebie that I want to create, or maybe this idea is part of a greater series that I'm building, I'll go ahead and I'll freehand some notes into that notes field. And finally, I'll have a priority field. I use just two priorities, low or high. My high priority ideas are ones that I want to make sure next time I open up my content idea bank, these are the ones I'm really focused on. Because in the moment, I'm very excited about them. I think these ideas really align well with the content that I'm creating right now, and it'd be a high impact episode. Versus a low priority idea, it might be something that I'm noodling on. I'm not quite sure exactly what I'm going to do with that idea yet, but I still want to capture it and save it for later on. So let's talk about what tools to actually use. I tend to favor simplicity. That is why I built my content idea bank on Google. And don't worry, in the show notes, I'm going to share a template. You can steal this template. You can just copy paste it as your own. But I use a simple Google spreadsheet or Google Sheet and form combination. So I'll build a form that connects to a Google Sheet. Then whenever I have an idea, I can quickly click on the form link. It pops open a Google form. I'll go ahead and I'll complete those four fields that I mentioned and I'll press submit. But then I still have the organization on the back end of a Google Sheet. I can go in, I can use Google Sheet. I can filter by priority if I want, or by date added, whatever fields that I really want to prioritize. I can go and I can highlight things that are on my mind or adjust on the fly. And I really like this combination of a Google Sheet and a form because A, Google can be free. Most people are already using Google. It's mobile friendly. If I just save the link to a note in my phone, there's not a huge learning curve for me. I don't have to buy another software and learn that piece of software. And I can even turn the form and the sheet to offline so that if I'm on a plane or I'm in a place with no service or reception, I still have access to my form and my sheet. So as I mentioned, I will have a link to the template that I use. I highly suggest you just open that up, save a copy for your own, and then you can change, add, manipulate the fields however you want, but it's a really good process for quickly collecting and capturing ideas and then being able to organize them later on. One final best practice that I have for content idea banks is to review them regularly. Not only review them while you are preparing your upcoming content, but also review them and just delete out any ideas that are stale. If the thought of deleting an idea out of your idea bank is really nerve-wracking to you, then just make another tab in your spreadsheet where you just call it like old ideas or something, and then move those ideas from one tab to the other so you still have it stored there, but it's not giving you decision fatigue whenever you come in here and you have 30, 40, 50 ideas to pick from. I like reviewing regularly though. There are moments where I had this grand idea for a podcast episode and then I revisit it later on and I just didn't really love the idea that much, or maybe my content or my messaging has evolved and that idea is no longer going to serve my audience. As we finish up this episode, I do highly encourage you, no matter what the tool is, to consider adding a content idea bank into your process so you can quickly capture ideas and have them ready to go whenever you are planning and recording your next episodes. You're always going to know what you want to record next. You're going to create better, more personal content. You're going to reduce the recording day stress and fatigue of coming up with ideas, and you're going to stay consistent without a whole lot of extra effort. I will have that content idea bank template in the show notes, and there will be instructions on how to create this for yourself. It's minimal, simple, and ready to use right away. I hope you guys enjoyed that quick hit episode, and let me know what you do for your content idea process And if you go ahead and utilize my template and you have some suggestions on how to make it better, you can always reach me at justin@simplepodstudios.com. Once again, that's justin@simplepodstudios.com. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Happy podcasting.